Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Wandering One podcast, brought to you by Wandering One Studios and me, your host, Link Flores. What's going on? It is Wednesday, August 13th. Oh my gosh. Is it just me or is this year just zipping right by? Good Lord. Anyway, hope you guys have had a great week. Thank you for people who are listening to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new, go share this with somebody, please, damn it. Like, tell somebody about the podcast, sincerely. I really mean it. I don't know what more I can do, short of, like, going and breaking the bank and buying a fucking billboard now to get the numbers up on this thing. And the fucked up part about it is I know that, like, social media engagement is very important for a lot of people, for a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. And, like, even when I was actively involved with social media, it didn't really help. The thing that The only thing that I know that has actively benefited the podcast has either been word of mouth or handing out business cards to people. And I haven't had the money to do business cards lately, so that's out. But yeah, seriously, just telling people about the podcast, like letting them listen to it, let them scan the QR code on your phone, whatever you got to do. Slip it into somebody's Spotify. That's one of your missions for this week, is to slip the Wandering One podcast into somebody's like Spotify or like, you know, their iHeartRadio app and just, you know, sneak it in there. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, well, what is that song here? Let me take a look at your phone. I want to see like that. And then just load the Wandering One podcast onto their phone. Don't do that. That's mean. I don't think it's technically illegal. It's not spamware. It's not like spyware or spam or anything like that. It's just something they didn't ask for and then they get it. But, you know, whatever. Look, I'm not saying to do anything illegal, but if you do decide that you want to just upload the podcast to somebody's phone, please take a photo of yourself and send it to the Wandering One Blue Sky page so I can see it. That would really make my day. That would be hilarious, actually. You know what? I'm not telling you you should do this, but let's say it's like a dare, right? I dare you to upload the Wandering One podcast on somebody's phone or laptop or tablet or something. That would be awesome. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. You guys might remember, or maybe you didn't know or weren't aware of, that I've taken a little break from streaming. Not that I don't like it. I will pop back in every now and again. Like I did like a stream for my birthday last week. And I'll probably play. I mean, I'm still going to be gaming and stuff like that in between looking for a regular 9-to-5 job or whatever. But I'm not going to be doing much streaming lately. I've been doing a little bit more artwork, which is good. I need to do a lot more artwork, which would be better. But I think just trying to find a regular job and source of income was kind of it was racking my brain, you know what I mean? Like, I was trying my best to try to keep my spirits up, but it's fucking depressing, dude. I get why people lose their minds. And it's not that I haven't, you know, it's not that I haven't had a job before. You know, I've been there before. And it's not even that it was like, you know, there were bad jobs out there. I mean, there's just no job. It's like there's that hopeless kind of feeling where you see a bunch of jobs that the ones that they're hiring for are jobs that you need to be ridiculously qualified for. Like I wouldn't have qualified for these jobs, you know, 10 years ago or even fresh out of college because they were requiring you to have this much experience in this and this much experience in that and a degree for this and a degree for that. And like, there's got to be some fucking job where you can just walk in and be like, hi, I can do this. You know, even like manual labor jobs, they're like some of them are like, hey, you have to have your own truck. Well, I'm not driving my fucking wife's Mustang to a job site to do construction. That just won't happen. One, because I can't afford, you know, the risk of puncturing a tire or somebody, you know, dragging a tool belt across the side of it and ruining the paint and, you know, maybe, you know, I said something like that happening to the vehicle, then the gas alone would just kill us. Before I could probably get to the first paycheck, you know? So if it didn't cause like wear and tear on the vehicle, like literal actual destruction to the vehicle, it's just weird shit, man. Like, I'm like, I'll do just about any job you can give me. But then it's like I said, when you're looking for a job, and especially as someone who doesn't have an actual college degree, that's been fucking really difficult. And it's like, at this point, like the only thing that could really help is to either like win the lottery of some sort. You know what I mean? Like either get like a dream casting role, actually like luck up on a scratch ticket and win a couple hundred thousand bucks. Or I have to actually just go back to college because there's no really, there's no other opportunity, or I have to leave Florida, which doesn't hurt my feelings at all. I mean, just cause I hate staying in one place for too long. You start to get stagnant and bored. But I mean, honestly, I'd have to either move to like New York or LA to, or Austin maybe, which I, God forbid I moved to Texas. I would almost eat my own fucking foot before I go to Texas. But I have to find some other place where arts, entertainment, and media has a stronger foothold. Even the moving down to like Orlando or something like that, there's just not a lot of film, video, video gaming, production kind of shit here. This place is, it's a dead zone for me. I'm basically dead in the water here. So it's just fucking frustrating. And like, you know, to, I mean, even like I have applied to like some of the dumbest fucking jobs. You think like no one, why would you do that? Just to earn a fucking paycheck. I don't really care. But even those are just like, well, you know, we'd have to pay you an actual wage because you're an adult. And the real thing I've noticed is that in most of these places where I could get like a, you know, just a regular, not even minimum wage job, but just like a low paid, but hourly kind of job. The turnover in these places is so high. I'm like, there aren't this many teenagers and 20 somethings around here. There's no fucking way. Like there's every time I go to a grocery store, there's like four new faces that haven't been there. You know what I mean? I've been going to these same places for years now. And like there's always a new person that's coming up. So I'm like, who's rotating these fucking jobs out? Cause there's gotta be more than just a handful of people in this city, you know? Sorry, I need some water. My mouth is getting dried out there. Just getting angry just thinking about it. But yeah, this place is, like I said, this place is a dead zone for creativity. You might remember, I auditioned for, I didn't actually have to audition. I got invited to a table read. I got invited to a table read for something, and I never heard back from him again. I told him, you know, I'm interested in this role, this role, and this role. I also, you know, just would like to be part of production some way, shape, or form, even if I'm not considered for a cast position, you know, craft services, you know, tech, something like that. So I just want to be involved with it. And they never said anything. I've done this stuff before. Like I've worked on, you know, film sets. I've worked on theater productions. And yeah, it's just nothing here. There's nothing for my life here, which is really fucked up, but. Okay, it's what it is. So I'm trying to find another avenue out of this. So that's one of the reasons why I'm pushing for my artwork and pushing Patreon. Because I'm going to actually add a new tier for Patreon. And the new tier is going to be behind the scenes stuff of the design process of my first comic strip slash book. Giving you guys an open access kind of thing. Well, not, I say open access, but I mean, it's a paid tier. But just something so you can kind of like keep up with the progress as I start working through the book, putting things together. You get like, you know, behind the scenes stuff. I'll try to do some like video, like a Vidoc kind of thing about like the idea behind the book, stuff like that. And it's going to be a work in progress as well. Cause you know, in order for me to compile that kind of stuff and to keep it coming out on a regular basis, I need to get like a little bit of running room so it can get moving. So I'll probably end up doing like a bunch of different commissions and stuff like that, which is, I'm not probably, I will be doing commissions. One of the things I'll be posting up on Blue Sky, just in general. So if you're interested in commissions, go to the Wandering One Blue Sky page. That's w1studios.bsky.social. Check that out over there. But yeah, I might pop up on Twitch maybe once or twice over the next couple of weeks. But just until, I mean, I'm really just trying to find a job. I found a couple of voice acting kind of things that were popping up, like public posts. But the funky thing about them is the way that this site has been sending the messages to me. Almost every time they send a message, it ends up hitting my inbox like 2 days before the due date. Or the closing date, I mean. And so like I get the message and then I'm like, fuck, I'm not even home, or I get it like at the ass end of the night, which means I have less than, you know, 36 to 48 hours to respond to it to try to get in there. By then I look at the posting and it's like so many dozens of people have replied or whatever to this. I'm like, fuck. Fuck. I got to get the fuck out of Florida. It's killing me. There's nothing here. And it's weird because like I can record stuff and send it. Like you do this podcast every week, you know, I could send it out, but, yeah, it's just getting somebody to actually fucking take it and be like, yeah, we'll hire you. You know, I don't know, man. And I've been so tired lately. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like the way people describe cancer patients, like I just like have zero energy. Seems like everything I eat irritates my stomach. Like when I finally do get some energy, the amount of shit that I have to do because I haven't done anything is so overwhelming that I just want to curl up in a ball and go back to fucking sleep. You know? Like it feels like the way people talk about like having cancer or having depression, you know? And I admit it is depressing to not have the ability to earn a decent living or a living period. Fuck, even a decent one. But what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? Shit be weird. The world's fucking on fire. Like almost literally and figuratively, you know? When it's not on fire, it's about to be underwater. There's like another hurricane. Well, not a hurricane, but there's another tropical storm out in the middle of the Atlantic that's heading towards the Americas. And, see? Told you. Fucking yawning all over the place. Yeah, for a relatively passive hurricane season, there are like three or four storm cells that came off of the coast of Africa over the last week, and they're heading right for the Americas, it feels kind of poetic, right? That the rains in Africa would just end up bombarding the United States seems kind of poetic in a way. They're like, yep, and especially right towards the fucking south, baby, just... little uppercut to the nuts for the United States. That's what slavery gets you. It's divine justice. It's the divine wind. That's what kamikaze means. The wind of God. Just coming back to pay back the American South for the evils of slavery and just the antebellum South, you know, reformation, like a restoration kind of bullshit that they were trying to push on America. Yeah, no. And Africa's, our descendants are coming back to rinse the land. Oh my God. Sorry, that was dark. But yeah, man, this is what's going on, man. This is what's up. So, like I said, the world's on fire. Like, I don't know. It's funny that, like, I usually record this podcast in the morning, but I overslept by a mile. And I'm still tired, as you can hear. But yeah, sometimes, like I said before, there have been times when I haven't recorded the podcast right on my normal schedule, and it's paid off. Mainly because I either found like a really interesting news story or something that just you know, adds a little fuel to my fire, I guess, so to speak. And boy, did I get it this morning. And everybody's heard the story by now about Trump federalizing the police in D.C., right? There's been some conscription calls basically going out to also pull local police department personnel to participate in ICE raids, or the National Guard to participate in ICE raids and law enforcement. And most places with any kind of decency are pushing back against it. Of course, here in Florida, our fucking, you know, high heel boot wearing Governor DeSantis has been making a push for that. And a Broward County sheriff actually has been pushing back, saying like, according to like our mandate, I only have to provide two people to do this kind of stuff just on the municipal level, like at my level. I'm not required to provide anymore, and I'm not going to. He's like, I'm not going to pull hardworking people off the streets. I'll see if I can find the video that I saw of him. But he's like, I'm not going to pull dedicated officers from fighting crime and actually like protecting the people so that they can snatch people out of, you know, places of business who are hardworking people who contribute to this society, whether they're United States citizens or not, were his words, not mine. So he just fired right back at him. He's like, this is how I feel about immigration. If you're a decent person and you're working, you're not hurting other people, I don't give a fuck if you're from, you know, a natural born citizen, if you're naturalized or not. Be a good person, dude. I got no beef with you. And I was like, yo, we need more of that shit, because I think that the one thing people don't really pay attention to is the fact that, one, Donnie Boy lies out of his ass. Like Buck said, hey, if his lips are moving, he's lying. You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of how it works. They also count on nobody calling them out on their bullshit or standing up to them. And that kind of complacency is born out of either a fear of confrontation, right? Like, you don't want to, not even just a fight, just not even want to have the argument. It's either out of a fear of confrontation or it's apathy. Like, it's not my problem until it's my problem kind of thing. But the problem is, it's becoming everybody's problem really fucking fast. It's hitting real fast. And so, yeah, like I said, this awesome sheriff, let's see if I can find his name. I know I've seen the video a dozen times by now. Yeah, he's a sheriff from Broward County, Florida, and his name is Gregory Tony. He just said, he's like, I'm not finna do that. He's like, you're not gonna make me do this. And so I think that, you know, we need more people like Sheriff Tony. Kind of actually gave me a little bit of hope that, you know, there are actually good police officers out there. There's people who actually believe, you know, in protecting the innocent and serving the law and the public trust, you know. And he's like, those people ain't done nothing wrong. He's like, and I'm not immigration enforcement. I'm not messing with them. He's like, they provide value to our community. They pay taxes. They pay into the economy here because they buy stuff. They patronize local businesses. You know what I mean? They pay sales tax, or they pay, you know, whatever property tax they might have on whatever it is. You know, they pay some kind of taxes in some way, shape, or form. And my job is not to fuck with them. My job is to keep them safe because they're human beings. I'm like, yo, we need more of that kind of thing. And we also need people who are occasionally going to be trolls. And I'll get to the Trump thing in just a minute, where he had this weird fucking speech today, which, again, the man is out of his mind. And the people who are following him are even crazier. It's that line from Star Wars, right? Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him? And they're just sitting there propping this fucking idiot up, Weekend at Bernie style, and like standing behind him, clapping and smiling. And I'm like, oh, you're so smart, Mr. President. And then like, he's going to lead us all off the fucking cliff. Anyway, Governor Gavin Newsom has been firing back at Trump, which is super fun. And I saw the bit on it, like a little bit of the story. I didn't really pay attention to it, I think, at first, because I thought maybe it's just like a joke account, right? Like The Onion, but specifically about the governor's office in California. But no, it's his actual official government account, where he's been basically trolling Trump and saying that he had only X amount of, 24 hours to respond to, you know, Gavin Newsom's letters. And I remember I was just reading the story just a second ago. But even trolling him and saying, like, you know, this whole redistricting effort that you're seeing in a bunch of basically red-leaning states or red states to gerrymander districts so that they can keep a Republican majority in the House and the Senate. Gavin Newsom and a couple other Democratic governors are like, okay, we could do that shit too. The problem you're going to have, though, is that you're not going to be able to get any more delegates. Like, you're not going to be able to get any more delegates to the Electoral College. What's going to happen is you'll have the same number of votes that you have in your red state, but in areas where we have to worry about sometimes flipping red, sometimes flipping blue, or maybe, like, you know, just a little bit of inequality, I guess, when it comes to where the votes are. He's like, we'll cut those states up so that everything's blue all the way from top to bottom. And then all the representatives that need to win will get those votes. They'll be going to the House. They'll be going to the Senate. And when it comes to election time, when it comes to elected president, we'll crush you. And you love to see it, right? It's a thing I mentioned before, where like I wanted to see more Democrats and independents like start to fight fire with fire, because unfortunately, you can't use intellect on a moron. It doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, you have to speak to them in a language they understand. The only language they understand is, you know, a little tete-a-tete. You know, you have to hit them with their own shit. And if you don't make them think about why they're doing what they're doing, then they won't. You know what I mean? You have to hit them in a way that makes them go, hey, that don't feel good. I don't want to do that no more. And one of the things that I've mentioned multiple times over the years, especially over the last 2 years, is this notion that somehow you can win over fools with intellect or logic, and it never really ever pans out for us. You know what I mean? Like, we try to be the bigger person and we end up being the bigger fool, because they won't stop. You know what I mean? They keep putting that fork in the light socket. And eventually, you just got to let them do it. And one of the other tenets that we were talking about was, you know, oh, we're going to take away these powers from this particular branch and give the executive branch like supreme power. He's going to have diplomatic immunity. He's going to have like immunity from prosecution. I mean, not diplomatic immunity. I meant immunity from prosecution. Or basically, he's going to be in bulletproof. No pun intended. And basically do whatever the fuck he wants. He's going to be a king, a de facto king. Now, the problem is no king lives forever. And I said it before, eventually the tools of the enemy become the tools of the oppressed. You know, like when citizens rise up and they storm over like a government, they don't just go, yay, we won. They grab the guns, they grab the bombs, they grab the body armor, they grab the tanks, and then they go and continue to fuck everybody up. So, by that rationale, if you make it so that, you know, your king president stands inviolate and can't be fucked with, and the Supreme Court is going to be stacked with this kind of legislative power to shut down, you know, certain dogmas or certain ideologies or certain tenets of our own actual Constitution just on the whim of those people sitting there and their loyalty or sycophancy to the king president, why wouldn't that work for Democrats too? And why wouldn't they, when they get a hold of it, why wouldn't they just run with it? Why would they ever cede that power? I wouldn't. If you've been making my life hell for the last 4 years, when I get a chance to bend you over, no spit, no lube. You're getting the whole thing. And that's what's going to happen. I know it sounds crass, but that's kind of what they've done to American society and, you know, the people of America as well, you know? And it's just, it's so frustrating. Sometimes I don't have the right words for it, which is strange for me. But it is incredibly frustrating just hearing the way that, like, even the bile and the hateful rhetoric that's been spewed out of the mouth of this president and this administration, it's affecting other places in the world too. All right, so, like, you know, we talked about the, you know, I mentioned the federalization of the DC police and Gavin Newsom. Like I said, they're trolling him by basically kind of copying Trump's posts on Truth Social and like mocking them. You know what I mean? It's parodying them in like a really great way and saying, you have 24 hours to respond or you're going to see what's going to happen. And now it looks like California Democrats are going to start to like chop the state up so it's completely blue no matter which way you slice it, which I think is hilarious because there's other models out there that show like, hey, if you draw the districts this way, these major states will all become blue. And it's looking pretty dark for the Democrats, for the Republicans, I mean, which is, I think, hilarious. It's also equally dangerous to do that thing. But at this point, I'm like, you're setting the whole thing on fire. Like, what's a little bit more gasoline, right? But yeah, like I said, that kind of invective and that kind of rhetoric that's been coming out of this Trump administration is so, it's spread so far, it's going all the way across the fucking pond to Israel. I got this message from my friend Sam, and it's just in the Discord channel. Israel's currently in talks with South Sudan to move the Palestinians there. And they're like, to move them from one war-torn, impoverished, drought-stricken place to another. I'm like, they'll do anything except the right thing, right? So all you Zionists that are out there, first of all, kiss my ass. Keep listening, but also kiss my ass. And then secondly, this, you can't act this way and continue to hope for the favor. You know what I mean? Like, eventually, even the United States and these Trump idiots, these MAGA morons are going to get sick of your shit too. Just look at how they've treated the people who live right here. Do you think they give a solitary flying backwards fuck about brown people on half a world away? Absolutely not. They will turn on you and they will eat you at the next chance they get. Trust me, when it no longer becomes politically or economically expedient for them to cater to Israel and Netanyahu, they will turn on them and they will eat them alive. It's just a fact. Yeah, and it's disappointing to look at, but it's still, it's a thing, man. It's a real thing that's happening. But yeah, this Kennedy Center speech that was happening today, like I said, I'm glad I didn't record early. They got to catch enough of that I was just like, wow, this guy is straight up lying right into the camera. It's one thing to be like, maybe he forgot, maybe he misspoke. When you're looking at him, he's clearly just stringing one lie after another lie after another lie after another lie. Like, you know, the biggest thing was, you know, with the whole federal takeover of the police in the District of Columbia was, you know, that DC was having so much crime. He makes it sound like a comic book where people are being murdered in alleys, you know, every day and shit like that. It's like the stats from your actual Justice Department and from the city were saying that crime is actually down over the last couple of years. They're like, it's better than it's been in a long time. But he's like, he just really wants to run a police state. He really wants a police state. And he'll do anything he can to get it. But yeah, there was that. And he's saying, I literally heard him say, I stopped five wars. I'm like, what the fuck? Five wars? You thought you had that kind of power. The way he's talking about the talks between Ukraine and Russia and between, like, you know, Zelensky and Putin. He acts like he's like a preschool teacher sitting two toddlers down to make them resolve a fight over a cookie. And if I were either Putin or Zelensky, I'd be insulted just at the audacity of this fat turd who thinks that because he's there somehow things shit's different because he's in the room. Fuck you. You know what I mean? The absolute arrogance and stupidity of this guy is mind-boggling. Sometimes I wish I could be that confidently stupid. It's got to be awesome. Because it seems like it never strikes them that this isn't a way to function as a human being. Like, that kind of confident stupidity has to be incredible. It's got to be better than heroin. It's got to be better than sex. It's got to be better than $1 billion. Because even with all the money in the world, they still seek that. That confident stupidity, it just can't let go of it. But yeah, he's having this like press conference at the Kennedy Center, and it's just like, he's like, our attendance is up. It's better than it's ever been. Word. The Kennedy Center was really struggling before your ass came along and started fucking with people, right? Yeah, okay. But then in the middle of that, he shifted gears to talking about how, he's talking about like Kennedy Center performances and stuff like that. We're hitting record numbers. We're making record sales. We're doing better numbers than, he's like, remember the first season of The Apprentice? He literally brought up his fucking reality TV show in an attempt to compare it to the Kennedy Center. And then he made jabs at the Oscars saying that nobody watches the Oscars anymore because they're woke. It's not because they're woke. People don't watch the Oscars because they know the game is rigged and is bullshit most of the time. Plus, they're kind of boring unless somebody's getting slapped or, you know, a wardrobe malfunction happens. But yeah, it's like, it had nothing to do with anything. But he just can't stop. He doesn't know how to stop. And then the weirdness spirals off and it continues and continues and continues to the point where you're like, I feel like maybe I'm stupid too. Like, maybe the stupid rubs off when you hear it and it just hits the brain in a certain way. You're like, duh! And then you just can't think words no more. Like it's got to be bad for your brain. That's why I had to unplug. I'm like, I can't. As much as I was getting mad at the TV hadn't done anything. Because I was looking at his fucking fat orange face, and I just wanted to squeeze it with both hands. There's a...
This is great.
There's a an old anime that's getting a remake, by the way. It's called Fist of the North Star. And in the film, the main... Or in the film, manga, and I think the anime series that came out, the main character has the ability to like basically hit pressure points and make your fucking head explode. And that's what I wanted to do to his face, but I knew I was just going to be hitting the TV. He just and then just watch his head just pop like a grape under a fucking 18-wheeler tire. I know that's mean, but like, fuck, it's just the frequency, the fluidity, and the absolute audacity to just stand in front of the American people and lie and lie and lie and lie. And then also the timidity of the press to be standing there and talking to him, and no one, not one person, is willing to call him out on his bullshit. And they just rock with it. They just rock with it. And then you could tell this guy was from like maybe a southern publication. He had a twangy accent. And he's like, I just wanted to say, man, you got, how are you doing it? It's so good to see you. It's so good to hear everything you've been doing for the country and now for the Kennedy Center. And Trump's fucking dumbass goes, now that's a good question. I like this guy. He says, I like this guy. You like him because he's kissing your ass. Like, he didn't have anything of merit or anything. He didn't really even ask a question. He was just basically polishing your knob, and it got you off. Like this is so, it's so masturbatory and foul that like it made me fucking sick to watch TV. I had to turn it off and start recording. I wanted to throw something at my television, but I can't do that because I can't afford to buy a new one. Anyway. Speaking of stupid... I didn't watch it. I couldn't bring myself to. But my buddy, Zero Pain, was talking about this new War of the Worlds film with Ice Cube that I guess got a 0 score on Rotten Tomatoes. It eventually moved up to, I think, like a 4 or a 6 or something like that. So somebody out there at least rated it. It was so bad that people didn't even want to rate it, which is terrible. But, oh my God. Can you imagine making a movie so bad that, like, even watching a trailer was boring and actually quite infuriating? Because it plays off, like, found footage that's all shot through fucking webcams and primarily being watched as though you are the webcam of this one person's computer. So you have basically a completely fixed perspective. There's no scenery changes that don't happen unless it's through another person's webcam or body cam or closed circuit TV camera. This looks horrible. It looks absolutely horrible. And that got made, and I can't find an acting role. I'd have even been in that just to do a fucking job. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes that's how bad it gets as an actor, as a performer. Like, I'll take any piece of shit. That's why people start doing porn. That's why, like, you know, I mean, Gillian Anderson, Sylvester Stallone, Sharon Stone. You know, there's multiple actors have done either softcore or even hardcore films to get their career started. It's like, I just want to be in front of the camera somehow. I got a sling leg and show hole to do it. Woo! And they do. So, I mean, it's crazy. But that the fact that that got made is staggering to me. And somebody thought it was a great idea, too. Just, oh my God. Just ridiculous. You know, and we're thinking about this. I had a thought about this, actually. I was trying to remember it right now. When you think about, like, just how... things have turned into such a weird and like dark and dismissive kind of turn. There's this phenomenon that I've noticed, particularly in younger generations of people, but I will say that it's actually become more of a problem post-pandemic, if we can really say that, with just every person, is that there's been such a lack of connectivity with one another that we don't know how to talk to people when we're in person with them. And the more reclusive the person, the less of an ability they have to actually hold a decent conversation, to read contextual clues, and to function with empathy and understanding when it comes to communication. And I know it's going to seem like a bit of a stretch, but if I would give you this example, and then you tell me if you've had interactions with people where they just seem so completely tone deaf, just in the midst of a conversation, that you've been like, are you fucking human at all? Like, are you actually a people or are you a robot? Did they replace them this far? Am I talking to the T-100 or whatever? Because this is weird that you look and walk and talk and sound like a person, but you act like a robot. So I was going to go pick up some stuff for sandwiches and just like a little couple grocery things. You know what I mean? Nothing too crazy. It wasn't getting elaborate, you know? And I'm talking to like the clerk and the bagger at this grocery store. And, you know, for the most part, like, shopping at this place is generally a pleasure, as their advertising goes. But I've been noticing this trend lately where, like, young people just either don't get it or they'll say something that's just so, just, I mean, just brain dead that you're like, why the fuck are you talking to a customer like this, right? And it's not even necessarily rude or offensive. It's just so, I guess lifeless is almost the right word, but it's not that. It's something along those lines. Anyway, the guy's like, yo, how you doing today, sir? Did you find everything you need today, sir? I'm like, yeah, I'm tired, but you know, I'm good. You know, how are you? He's like, I'm tired, but my break is coming. He's like, and I'm not even kidding. He almost said this verbatim. He's like, I live for those 30 minutes, man. He's like, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A. I'm going to go get myself a chicken sandwich with extra mayos, no pickle. I'm going to get some fries and a soda, you know. He's like, just as long as they don't put pickles on my sandwich. He's like, do you eat pickles on your sandwich, sir? And I'm like, that's a weird fucking thing to ask somebody. And it's weirder still that you basically gave me your entire afternoon plans. But yeah, I was like, I like pickles on my sandwich, you know what I mean? Like, they're good. They, you know, they elevate a sandwich. And immediately, him and this bagger chick are just like, oh, that's so disgusting. That's so gross. Pickles are disgusting. I don't know how you can eat that. Like, I like myself too much to eat that on my sandwich. And I'm like, word? I don't know you, do I? Like, are we cousins? Are, you know, we boys? Did we go to school together? Why the fuck are you talking to me like you know me? And it was irritating. Because not liking pickles on a sandwich is not an unpopular opinion. You know what I mean? There's plenty of people who don't like pickles on their sandwiches. That's fine. But, like, to deign to tell somebody else, like, that somebody you don't know and aren't familiar with, that what they like is gross and disgusting and, you know, wrong or weird in a one-on-one conversation, you're not a food critic. You're a bagger. You're a clerk. You ring up my shit. You bag my shit. You say hello and how you doing? Did you find everything okay? And shut the fuck up. I'm not here to talk to you like that. And I didn't come here for an actual conversation. That's why there's no chairs here, because I didn't come to sit down and hang out with you. You know? So, and it's not even that they don't like the shit that I like. It's just the way that they went about saying it. I had another interaction with some other dude, and I forget what it was directly, but it was basically a mildly racist kind of thing, where he was basically saying, like, oh, all black people look the same to me. And I wanted to smash his fucking face in when he said it. Because now people are saying the quiet parts out loud. And the other thing is, too, like, when I talk to these people, I'm like, you got to remember something. You're going to be a new person in 7 years. Like, science has kind of proven that every 7 years, your body has replaced all the cells that it had from the previous 7 years. So you're becoming a new person literally every day. And who knows, you know, 7 years from now, maybe 14, maybe 21 years from now, that'll be your jam. You'll be like eating pickles on a sandwich and you'll be like, damn, that guy was right. And I'm like, I probably won't be here when that day comes, but you never know how things change. And they're just kind of like, huh. I'm like, yeah, you fucking dopes. Like, you didn't think this through. Also, you didn't think that you're talking to a person. I'm not the buttons on your register. I'm a human being. And I'm also paying. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't just walk by and say, hey, man, pickles on a sandwich. What do you think? Yes or no? I'm in the fucking line. I'm a customer, dude. So it was just weird. It was really bizarre. And I didn't react to it like right up front with like the kind of emotion that I'm expressing right now. But it did piss me off, because I think the problem is we spend so much time, and I've mentioned this before, we spend so much time tucked into our phones, plugged into screens, detached from other people. I know people in my life who are just like, ugh, I have to see human beings. Yes, motherfucker, we're social animals. The reason why you don't know how to act and you can't fucking form relationships or friendships is because you don't exercise those skills. It's just like, you know, social skills are just like muscles. If you don't exercise them, they get weak, they get atrophied, and you don't know how to use them. You don't know how to function without them. And it's not you can't function without them. What I meant to say is you don't know what their proper function is. So when you have a chance to interact with other people, you're lost. You know? People like, this is the same kind of person who like, I won't talk to people on the phone. Why? Why? If you're not going to talk to people on the phone, you're not going to talk to people when you meet them in person, you're not going to go outside and experience anything, why are you existing at all? What's the purpose? We have plenty of robots that are out there in the world right now. If you wanted to be one of them, you know what I mean? There's a way to do that. Just leave everybody else the fuck alone, though. And it makes it difficult because, you know, you need human beings in your life for reasons and stuff and things. You know, people make things, people buy things, people sell things, people have ideas, people create art, people create music, people create people. You need people. You know what I mean? So you need to learn how to be a person around all the rest of the other people. And not being able to do that is a serious detriment to society. And I've noticed it more and more. And like I said, it'd be one thing if it was just, oh, these kids, you know, you young whippersnappers. It's like adults, grown-ass people, don't know how to talk to other grown-ass people. And, you know, like I said, it's just the way that people decide that they either will talk to somebody and act like it's just normal, or won't talk to somebody and act like, you know, why is nobody being my friend kind of shit. It's like, well, what the fuck do you want? You know what I mean? Pick a lane. Pick a lane and stick to it, right? It's wild. Because then the only way to get, again, kind of like the whole Trump thing, right? You know, Trump versus Newsom and whatnot, and the gerrymandering. The only way to get those people to understand that what they're doing is fucked up and wrong is to hit them with the same shit. And then when you do, they don't like it. Like, that doesn't feel good. I know. Because you did it to me and it fucking made me feel bad. So now you get to feel bad too. Stop that. Be better. You know what I mean? It's like that fucking line from like Cat Williams' character. I think it was Friday After Next or the third Friday one, whatever, next Friday. Whatever fuck that one was he was in. When the lady's like, I'm sorry, daddy's like, bitch, don't be sorry. Be better. I was like, ooh, I like that. But bitch, he's like, don't be sorry. Be careful. I'm like, yeah, that same thing. Be careful. Be better. Like, yo, don't be sorry. Be better. Do better. You know what I mean? It's a really selfish outlook to be like, I only want things the way I want them and nothing else is going to work. You know, that kind of mentality is fine if it's just going to be you. If you're never going to interact with anybody else and all you're ever going to have to deal with is just yourself, perfectly fine to conduct yourself that way. But what you're going to find is that attitude will push people away from you, you know, and not learning how to, you know, function around other people and to live within a society and how to relate to other people. It will alienate you and it will leave you alone and lonely. So figure your fucking shit out. Because one of the arguments that I hear people say, and I've heard a handful of people say this and I don't buy it, because they're going to go on one specific thing. Some people I've heard say, oh, I had this happen with somebody that I used to be friends with. And they're like, oh, I have autism, so I don't often understand social cues. Bullshit. I know you do. I've heard you interact with other people. And, you know, when people make the thing, it was like, well, you know, autistic people have always existed since time immemorial. Oh, word? Then how do they keep staying around? If you're blaming all these inabilities on autism and on, you know, certain, you know, mental or societal, you know, we'll say mental struggles or difficulties or emotional challenges or, you know, disabilities, however you want to phrase that, right? How the fuck do people still keep having it? If it was that much of a detriment, it would have been bred out generations ago. But they still figure out how to keep fucking and having babies. It didn't just pop up in the water. Because people want to blame, you know, they're like, oh, it's because of all the stuff in the water. No, 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 no. Either it's because of something that we've done to our food supply and our water and our air. Or autism has always existed. And people with these kinds of proclivities and quirks and idiosyncrasies have existed since time immemorial. And they continue to keep fucking and having babies. Which one is it? Which one is it? And if it's the latter, then that means that they did it, you can too. You're just being a bitch about it. You need to grow up, put your big boy underwears and your big girl panties on, and learn how to function in society like everybody fucking else. Because if the more excuses you make for yourself, the more you're going to be able to make excuses. It's like, you know, hey, I'm trying to lose weight, right? Well, you know what I got to stop doing? I got to stop eating fucking late. I got to stop eating greasy shit that's bad for me. I got to actually do some push-ups and sit-ups. But if I don't do any of those things and I keep getting fatter and fatter and I go like, well, what happened? I can't see my knees anymore. It doesn't work. This shit don't function on hope. You have to actually put in some fucking work. And I think that's what irritates me, is it's so much easier to just sit in front of screens, to look into a phone, to stare into a tablet, to stare into the television, and not have to interact with the people that are sitting around you, that even when you're sitting around other people, you can't do it. I can't tell you how many times I've been out at a restaurant, or I've been in a public place, or I've been with a family reunion or gathering, and seen like half the people with their faces in their phones looking at stuff that they could be talking to the person sitting next to them about. Some people, I've seen the top of some people's heads more than I've seen their faces every time I see them. You know what I mean? Just because they're just face down into their phone. If it's that fucking interesting, marry that. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ. And the thing that really irritated me about the younger kids that I saw that were doing this is like, this is supposed to be our future. And we did a really piss poor job of raising y'all, I guess. You know, and when you say every generation complains about the one, you know, that follows it, I'm like, you fucking raised them, dude. And if you didn't raise them, you were part of the society that helped raise them. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's why, like, I would be different if I was like, it's just young people. No, grown ass people I see do this shit all the time. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. And we've made it so commonplace, and we've codified it, you know, and we've co-signed it for so long now. I mean, just past pandemic, but I'll say like more like the past 8, 9 years, 10 years. We've made it so acceptable for people to function this way that they don't know how to function any other way. That's why AI is reading resumes. I'm not even kidding. You'll use AI to read resumes, and you send the ones through that have the stuff that they're looking for. And other than that, fuck them. Think I'm kidding. I've actually talked to some people in HR and they're like, we absolutely do that. You know what I mean? Somebody worked for, I want to say it's a video game company that was close to Florida, and was like, yeah, we absolutely do use AI readers to scan through applications because people apply all the time. We can't read them all. I mean, you probably could. You're just not going to. Let's just put it that way. Anything you could do to make it easier on yourself, right? Anything but the right thing. Anyway, that was a lot. But, you know, speaking of video games, there's funny news. Destiny 2 hasn't become any more fun to play. And if anything, more stuff keeps breaking every week. There are certain things that are getting patched into and patched out of the game. Like, every week there's some weird shit that they've done that's broken it or made it worse or made it, like, weird and buggy. So it's not really instilling a lot of player confidence and not a lot of desire to go back and play the story once you finished it. But in a very bizarre and not wholly unprecedented move, at least not by myself, the studio that Bungie has that's working on Marathon, like, they have a group of people who's working on that shit game Marathon. They're about to get absorbed by Sony. And I wouldn't be surprised if Sony actually ends up eating Bungie too, like, as a whole. They paid so much money to have them, so they might as well. But I think that's the funny thing is, like, they spent all this money on Bungie and do all this, you know, hope that they were going to come up with the next revolutionary new first-person shooter, and it has failed them. Bungie has failed Sony multiple times over the years, and they keep going back to one another like a dog returning to its vomit, right? And they're just not good together. They're not good together. It doesn't work. Bungie made your bones with Xbox. You should have stuck with Xbox. Whatever the fuck happened back in the day, you should have learned to squash it and be adults and move on. You would have made a far better move by working with Microsoft. I don't give a fuck what you say, if I'm a fanboy or not. I'm just looking at the writing on the wall. I'm seeing where they had their biggest successes and their biggest losses. And it's always been biggest success with Xbox, biggest loss with Sony. Now they're about to get eaten, and it serves them fucking right. Sucks to suck. Do better next time. Oh, wait, it's too late for that now. Womp womp. That said, there's not a whole lot of stuff this summer that really excites me as far as gaming is concerned. Like, I'm going back to Genshin Impact a lot because the game's got serious legs. It's got a lot of fun and action and story. Great art. God, just looks great, sounds great, plays great, especially on console. I love the way it plays on the console. In large part, it's almost perfect as far as like terms of control and accessibility and all that jazz. But there's not a whole lot that's really making me really excited for this summer, at least, of gaming. I'm hoping there's going to be more cool shit like later in the fall and the holiday season, but I don't know. There is one thing that came out. I think it's called Wujin. So basically, you've been seeing, probably if you're a gamer at all, you've seen like a couple of, what is it? Kind of like Sekiro / Elden Ring clones, but they're kind of set in an Asian-themed either scene, like scenery, or like a period piece kind of thing, or an Asian mythology. So there was Journey into the West, was it Wukong? Black Myth Wukong. And then there's this new one, Wuchang, Fallen Feathers. And now there's this other one. Oh my God, I just put this thing on here too. I'm going to be so mad that I forgot what it is. Okay, I remember what it is. Wuchi the Wayfarer. And it's similar kind of concept. Sword and sorcery in an Asian world, except this time instead of being, you know, Chinese mythology or Japanese mythology, it's Korean. Which, I mean, cool, I can dig it. There's a lot more stuff coming out of Korea lately, and I'm really here for it. which reminds me, I need to do some Korean lessons this week. If I'm not going to go back to college, I'm at least going to have to figure out a way to clip out of at least two languages. Because if nothing else I can put on there, if I can put on there that I'm fluent in English, Spanish, and Korean, maybe another language too. Like, I can speak four languages. They'd be like, oh, fuck. We'll hire you to do whatever just because you can speak four languages. You don't have to be good at it. We'll teach you. I'm like, yeah, goddamn right you will. Couldn't hurt, right? Plus, wouldn't it be dope as fuck just to be able to speak another language? It'd make it a hell of a lot easier to leave Florida. Get the fuck out of here and move to LA or some shit, you know? Or move to Korea or anywhere, just not here. I was just looking at my Discord too, and it just reminded me. I'll tell you about this in a minute. I gotta remember this. Yeah, we were talking about these little Labubu characters that are out everywhere. There's a video, see if I can find him, because I can't remember his name either. There's this video creator that I watch on YouTube. I love his stuff because he's just very silly. But his tagline is indubitably. And he has like his own line of chopsticks. But the dude plays music. He makes like food stuff too. Like, he does like little food videos. Where is this guy? I want to find his name. Thompson Benito. There it is. But he has one of these little Labubu critters that he has in his house. And anytime he's talking about something that's like kind of unusual or whatever, he brings up the Labubu thing and he's like, what do you think of this? And he goes, I like it. And now, because it was mentioned in the Discord, I kept laughing at it. Just, they were talking about Labubu this, Labubu that. My boys was like, Labubu sounds like when you get a lobotomy, but they're trying to make it sound cute. You were a little too delulu, so now we had to give you a labubu. And then I was like, every time I hear him say labubu, all I could think of is that fucking line from the Disney's Aladdin when Jafar is all pissed off. He's like, I think it's time to say goodbye to Prince Abubu. So every time I hear labubu, I just hear abubu in my head over and over again. I don't know what that does for anybody, but that's just funny to me. I gotta stop taking melatonin before I go to bed, dude. Oh my God. I realized the other day when I took the melatonin chew, like I didn't realize it until much later in the day, but that was what was making me so sleepy. I was tired in the first place, but then God, I felt so drugged the other day. I literally felt like somebody drugged me and it was me. I drugged myself. I gave myself melatonin, and because I don't take it often, because I could pretty much just go to sleep and fall asleep immediately if I need to. It's the staying asleep part that's the real bitch of it all. When I take melatonin, though, it's weird. It doesn't actually make me stay asleep. It'll help me sleep for longer. I can stay in bed longer. If I have a normal sleep, then I at some point I'm like, I gotta get up. Even if for another reason, just to not be a bag of shit and laying in bed all day, to do a little something around the house or whatever. But melatonin makes it easy for me to stay in bed. I can stay in bed for entire days if I have melatonin in my body. Like I've had those little chews in there, fucking for one is good enough. If I take two, it's a wrap. You're not gonna see me for at least 48 hours. Because I will sleep for at least 36 of them. But yeah. I think that's probably what offset me is taking that melatonin that one night has shifted my entire perspective. I didn't have any weird dreams last night, though. I thought I was going to because I played Overwatch with one of my friends last night. And, you know, usually if I have something wackadoo going on in my brain case before I go to bed, it shows up in my dreams. But I didn't. So that was kind of cool. I don't really remember, though, so maybe I did and I don't remember it. I don't know. It was fun. I like Overwatch a lot. It's Overwatch 2, I guess, is what it is now, but it's still fun. It's still a good game. It's still fucking expensive as fuck to get anything out of it that you want. Like, I don't appreciate the fact that they're still selling digital cosmetic goods for the half of the price of an actual retail game. I looked at their store and I was like, you know what? It's been a while since I got mad about microtransactions. Let's see what these are not microtransactions. These are just transactions. Okay? There's nothing micro about paying $33 fucking dollars for a digital outfit and some fucking sprays to use. That's bullshit. That's robbery. It's thievery. So, no to that. That is a boo. Very bad. Me no like. Oh, you know what else I don't? I'm going to hit this real quick. What else I don't like? Is this new fucking, you guys have heard of the I don't know if it's an actual device, I think it is, but Sling TV, you know what I mean? It's like, pay this much and get all these channels for free, blah, blah. Like, how many can you watch at the same time? I think we have cable just because we got deals on other shit for having cable, right? Like, we don't even watch cable TV that much. I watch it, the most I ever watch cable television is first thing in the morning to catch the news, pretty much every day. And then between August and February when football's on. That's about it. Like the other 6 months out of the year, I could give a shit about fucking cable TV. It doesn't enter my mind in the slightest. But yeah, this ad for Sling TV, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Because I feel like it's maybe just on, it's which is fucked up, that they're airing it on regular TV. But if, I guess, you know, you paid for it, you can. But there's this ad with this guy, and it's kind of also sad because the dude's probably like middle-aged or something like that. He's like in his 30s. And he's delivering papers on a bike, which is a weird thing just to see. But I guess they weren't going to have this particular setup happen to a kid, which you'll find out in just a moment. So he's delivering papers down the street as he throws them to people's porches. Everybody on the street, excuse me, sorry, a little bubble right there. Everybody on the street is taking the papers and just tossing them back because they're like, we have Sling TV. We get all the news and entertainment we want. And so they're throwing it and this lady throws one paper at him, hits him in the chest. Then another guy takes the paper, or another lady takes the fucking paper and throws it at him, hits him in the face while he's riding, which If you've ever been hit in the face with anything, doesn't matter if it's a substantial object or even as small as like a horsefly or something hitting you in the face while you're riding a bike, you know it throws you for a second. So I already have a problem with this as somebody who's had to ride a bike for a very, very long time because I didn't have a vehicle. But also, it's just rude as fuck. Like, why are they hitting this poor man? He's just doing his job. And they're just throwing... And here's the thing. They deliver the papers. The way paper delivery usually works, you don't get the shit unless you paid for it. So you did pay for this paper. It's not my fault. It's not his fault that he's delivering it. You paid for the subscription to the paper. Unsubscribe and he'll take you off the fucking list. Don't be a dick and throw the shit in his face. But then the last one, it really made me mad, is they threw the paper, it goes in between the spokes of his bike, he goes over the heel, head over heels on this thing, and crashes. I've been thrown from my bicycle exactly like that before. I know how bad that shit hurts, and it was on grass. This dude hit it on asphalt. So the whole commercial's irritating me the fuck out. And then at the end, he's just like, see you next week. No! Fuck no! If just the lady throwing the paper at my chest, I'd have been off that bike and in her front yard. But you throw the paper and make me flip over my handlebars, I'm not going to be like, okay, see you later. I'm killing you with my bicycle. I'm going to put both tires up your ass. Fuck you mean, see you next week. It's an inappropriate as fuck ad. I hate it. It makes my balls itch every time I see it. And like I said, it's... One, it's how incredibly ridiculous the entire concept is. Two, how rude these asshole fucking paying customers of the newspaper are. And three, the fact that homeboy just kind of like takes it all in the face, literally, and then rides off into the sunset like nothing happened. Everybody up and down that, I would have killed everybody on that street, whether they got the paper or not. I would have started with those three assholes, or four assholes that threw the paper at me, and then I would have killed everybody else on the street. Like, I'm like, I can't get any more time for murdering four people than I would if I got 10. And I'd be dead before I get out of jail anyway. So might as well just cleanse this entire block. Who knows, man? It might be something in the water. I could be doing the world a service by killing all these demons dressed as people who just throw newspapers that they paid for at the guy who's delivering the newspaper. I felt like I was doing a public service. I should have a medal. Maybe I needed a gold star. I did that in Discord today. It's like, you know what I thought about that concept too? I'm trying to remember who it was that I saw do this. This generations, it feels like, ago. But especially when I was, you know, younger in high school and college and stuff like that, you know, the rewards for getting good grades are kind of less palpable. You know what I mean? Like when you're a kid and you do a good job in school, you know, maybe you get like treats. You get like, well, I had one teacher that used to do like tickets for doing good shit. At the end of the week, you had enough tickets, you could pull a prize out of this little basket that she had. But as you get older, the rewards for doing a good job, or technically, I guess, your only job if you're a teenager in high school, are less and less. So in a way, it kind of sets you up for real life. But the rewards are less palpable. They're less fulfilling, I guess, might be one way of looking at it. But I knew somebody, this one thing was in high school or college, like late, either like my freshman year of high school, freshman year of college or my like senior, junior year of high school, who just kept sticker packs around. And like anytime she did something cool or felt good about herself, she would give herself a sticker. And I was like, what's the deal with that? She's like, you know, she's like, I struggle with like, you know, some depression, and we didn't really know to call it imposter syndrome back then, you know, in like the late 90s, mid to late 90s. Didn't really become a term back then, but she's basically like, yeah, I get down on myself a lot. And so I find that if I do something good or I accomplish a thing that I set out to do, I give myself a sticker. I'm giving myself a little reward. And I'm like, huh, that's actually really fucking smart. You know what I mean? Because you don't get, you know, you don't get the, You don't get the grab bag of treats or whatever. You know what I mean? You don't get a cookie at the end of the week for getting, you know, good grades in high school. They're just like, yeah, you're supposed to fucking do this. Now go do your chores. You know what I mean? Get out of here. You're about to be an adult. You have 2 years before you have to pay your own bills and start learning how to do taxes. And I was like, it's such a simple concept of just, you know, fuck it. Sometimes you need to give yourself a gold star. You did a thing today. Give yourself a gold star, you know? Maybe that should be your other homework. Here's the homework for the week. I'm gonna start doing a homework for the week at the end of the episode. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to put the Wandering One podcast on somebody's phone or iPad or laptop. Do that. And then when you do, make sure you have a gold star to give yourself. You could take a photograph of you doing it or make a video and send it to the Wandering One Studios Blue Sky. You can send it. I don't know if you could send it to Patreon, but if you can, send it to the Patreon page. But do that and give yourself a gold star. Go buy a little pack of gold star stickers and give yourself a gold star. That's how you can help spread the podcast. Put it on somebody's, you know, phone that doesn't have it already. You know, maybe somebody at work, you know, maybe a classmate or a friend, just like, you know, or, you know, just put the podcast on their phone and give yourself a gold star after you do it. Bonus points for you if you do a video. Because if you send me a video on Blue Sky, I'm definitely going to comment on that shit. That'd be awesome. But yeah, and then keep the gold stars, you know? Maybe you put away all your laundry the same day as you washed it. I know, it's insane. There are people who do it in this world. They exist, they vote, they pay taxes, and they raise children just like the rest of us. I don't know who these monsters are, but they need to be stopped. But yeah, maybe you did that. Maybe you put the laundry away the same day that you washed it. Maybe you did a really good job on that, you know, report or presentation at the job. Maybe you just showed up to your job on time every day this week. Maybe you made a really good lasagna, you know? I don't know. Maybe you finished that book that you've been meaning to read for a while. Give yourself a gold star. And just don't forget to give yourself gold stars every now and then, you know? This world so rarely gives us affirmation in the ways that we need or want it. And even the people around us and the closest ones to us can often fail to do that at times. So there's no problem with giving it to yourself. Give yourself a gold star. Get yourself a sticker. You know, maybe you like anime stickers or Hello Kitty or, you know, stickers of kittens or, you know, rainbows or whatever. Whatever fucking thing. Get whatever your version of a gold star is, get yourself a pack of stickers like that. And give yourself a gold star this week. And if you do that too, just send that to the Wandering One Studios Blue Sky. I'd love to see that. That'd be really great. But definitely do the other thing and put the podcast on someone's phone. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys for another wonderful episode. Thank you for listening. And yeah, man, this has been a Wandering One podcast. I've been Link Flores. You guys have been dope as fuck as always. And I will catch you wanderers a little farther down the road, peoples. Give yourself a gold star and peace.